This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have started an all-for-all prisoner swap. This will allow all remaining prisoners of the five-year conflict to return home. The agreement was concluded by Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris in December. An official in Yemen says a ballistic missile attack ripped through a military parade, killing at least six troops and three children. More than 20 people, including civilians, were wounded in the blast. A Turkish military cargo plane landed in the Somali capital on Sunday to evacuate people badly wounded in a truck bombing in the city a day earlier. The attack killed at least 90 people, including two Turkish nationals. The plane also brought emergency medical staff and supplies. Five people were stabbed at the home of a Hasidic rabbi in New York State. David Doyle reports.
An attacker stabbed five people late on Saturday at a Hasidic rabbi's home in New York State, a Jewish organization said, in a rampage that comes after days of increased tension over anti-Semitic assaults. The Orthodox Jewish Public Affairs Council said all five victims were taken to hospital after the incident in Muncie, Rockland County. Two were said to be in a critical condition, with one of them stabbed at least six times. Police said the assailant fled the scene, but is now in custody. New York City's police department said on Friday it was stepping up patrols in heavily Jewish neighborhoods, following a spate of anti-Semitic attacks.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. North Korea began a closely watched ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un amid signs Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce the details of his new way for North Korea. This is VOA News.